This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yes, dude. Yes, dude.
That's honestly, and I don't say this a lot, I deserve more than that.
Are you? That was like a
30-second.
That
was a six.
No way. That was like borderline to standing ovation.
Borderline. A standing ovation.
We couldn't even get a word out for like a full minute, it seemed.
Which was nice, and I do kind of appreciate
the
adoration.
You don't at all, because the first thing you said wasn't thank you, it was, I deserve more than that. And now you're making a very ineffective looking fist.
Oh. Bring the weakest guy on here. I want to friggin' clock his chest.
You are the weakest guy.
Give me the second weakest one, then. I want to see a really boring fight.
That's probably me, actually.
How the hell are you guys? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is what it's like. Yeah.
Yeah, this is good.
This is cool.
Yeah, this is appropriate.
You guys,
look at
you guys all
beautiful
listen.
People in the front row. I saw you today. Is that possible?
Does anybody here, has anybody never heard our podcast before? They're just dragged here by a very, nice. You guys are still excited to yell, but you've never seen the show, which is like a great place to be. They're pumped to try it out.
I love that.
Which is fun. It's exciting. We'll try to be funny for everybody. No inside jokes.
You like 10 people least of all.
Yeah, oh, definitely. We care about you the least, just because...
We're more like about the day ones. Who's a day one? That's probably true.
We love being here. I love being in a city where it feels like there's more Jews in it than just us two.
Yeah.
Where are my Jews at? Yeah, where are we doing Rosh Hashanah next week? Very good. Very good. I want you all to make sure you get to the temple for high holidays.
That's really good. Where are the Jews at again? Where are the single lady Jews at? Amir's mom made sure I asked that. So there was how many? Just one
Whose
over there?
Parents don't
You're
want
a single
their
Jewish
child.
Lady?
Yeah.
Actually, whoa, she's a goddamn dime, dude.
I can tell your parents I'm a doctor so easily.
He kind of looks like one.
I kind of resemble
an orthodontist,
what a doctor...
but still.
Yeah, that counts.
It sure does.
I'm straightening teeth, according to them. They don't need to know what I really do, which is sit in a room with Jake and talk to a microphone. All right, should we get this party started?
Yeah, let's sit down.
Or should I say potty started? P-O-D-D.
Get off the stage, man.
What?
Get out of here.
What the fuck, dude? Are you for real?
I want to move up a little bit. Is that going to fuck with everybody's thing? Like, can we do that? Is that fine?
Especially if only you do it, it would fuck it up.
Yeah.
Like if I was still back there.
This feels dangerous.
Every good comedy show has 3 minutes of moving a table.
Everything on this table is imperative to me.
Nothing so off the important. Table matters to me.
Okay, here we go. This is nice. Now I can see. Oh, hey, how are you? Are you taking a photo? You can do it. Take it. I'll pretend that I'm doing something. Yeah, like, all right, go ahead.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, you'll.
This is so candid. So you want the view of the show to be you laughing at them? In a perfect world, a comedy show is the performer cracking up at the crowd.
You're right. I fucking apologize. All right, so this is...
Oh, that's really good. It's actually really good.
I'm making a point here.
I'm making a point here. That's your Robert De Niro on a podcast.
I'm making a point here.
This is so exciting. It doesn't feel like a Wednesday night. It feels like a Friday. Are you guys ready to party?
Yeah. Are we going to get turned up tonight, Toronto?
So this is an advice podcast. The way it works is that Jake and I get emails from a ton of people all around Canada, and they're all seeking our advice. Some live in Calgary, some Edmonton, some Toronto, Vancouver, Nova Scotia, Ottawa.
Keep on going. Halifax. Montreal.
Yeah, where else? Banff.
Uh-huh.
Banff.
Right by the Beaufort Sea, way up there.
Oh, yeah. Where? I regret this, actually. This is a boring game.
Everyone scream little towns in Canada at us. Oh, yeah. No, I was kidding.
We didn't say Montreal. That was the last one, Montreal. And these people are confused. They're seeking our guidance. We do our best to advise them. Sometimes we're alone in our room, semi-clothed, hard at best. Soft at worst, advising these people. Sometimes we're in a room of 1,000 of our closest friends, and that's tonight. How fortunate we are, how lucky we are to be here tonight.
You whispered that in my ear backstage, too. It wasn't cool then, it's not cool now.
Okay. As always, these are going to be real emails from real people. We're going to give them fake names in order to
Crandis, got you.
What's that?
Crandis. Crandis has followed us. Crandis. You are the bane of my existence, sir or ma'am. I don't even know.
And?
Why are you guys yelling? I already said Crandis. But I love your enthusiasm.
Crandis is a male. Crandis is a male who writes. I just forgot how to read. This is insane.
Really? This is the worst possible time.
I got it.
Okay, go for it.
Sup, dudes. I've recently found myself in the stickiest of situations. My current GF, who I live with, is working with her ex, who drives a pretty fast motorcycle. He drops her home from work maybe 2 to 3 times a week. The thing is, every time he drops her off, she becomes a goddamn horny cock monster and wants to ravish me the second she walks in the door. She says it's...
I honestly, we're going to get there. I don't know if this is hang worthy. This is more of a sad hang.
She says it's the vibration of the motorbike on her clitoris. She even
we all knew what it was.
I don't know. Maybe it's hugging this dude from behind. She even asked if I could buy a hog of my own. I'd be down, but I'm freaking terrified of them.
So you wouldn't be down.
He's completely in, if not for this one bad fact. So what do? Buy the bike and overcome my fear? Forbid her to get lifts from this dude. Or change the subject. He's in the middle of the conversation right now. Please help. I don't even want a helmet. Love, Krandis. Let's go it up for Krandis.
Okay.
Thoughts, initial frustrations, fears, comments, questions.
Ultimately, I think it's a good thing that the girl still wants to have sex with her boyfriend when she comes home from her ex sort of getting her riled up.
Yeah, isn't it weird to be emasculated while a girlfriend is asking you to ravish her?
Yeah. It is kind of something you wouldn't really be that excited to do. Like, hey, my ex got me horny. Every time
so
he drops
riled
her off, too, he's like, hey, bro, finish the job for me.
I brought the ball to the one if you want to carry her home. You're the goal line back.
Sometimes she wakes up at 2 a.m. and texts her boyfriend just for a ride around the block.
Yeah. Actually, will you just call me back? I'll put my phone on vibrate.
Oh, yeah, he could find other things that vibrate in his house, like a massage chair.
Oh, that's good. Hey, baby, I don't want to ride a motorcycle. Those are dangerous. What if I get you shower head that sort of rumbles?
Here's something that's a little less death-defying. Oh, what he drives, he obviously, you would imagine that he drives a Hyundai Sonata.
Yeah, a Sonata hybrid.
I was thinking it was a Hyundai Sonata.
Excellent pronunciation of Hyundai.
Little, yeah, sorry, what was that?
I was saying you pronounced Hyundai very correctly. Yeah,
Hyundai.
A lot of people just say Hyundai.
But Hyundai.
Yeah, you pronounce it very well the
I
way
also
you say
pronounce
Hyundai.
It very, Hyundai Sonata.
Oh. So is it Japanese or is it Spanish?
A little bit of both, and that's the beauty of the Hyundai Sonata. Either way, what I'm trying to say is you put a vibrator in the seat of the passenger seat on your Hyundai Sonata.
This is a weird car commercial pitch. I don't think you got the job.
This guy's just a car salesman.
What's it called? What's the machine that's also a dildo?
A Sibian.
A what?
A Sibian.
You want him to install a Sibian?
I did not say that. You could do a little rabbit, like a little, just a little clit tickler. You don't have to do full Sibian. It's not
oh,
be
I'm
disgusting.
Sorry. How rude
it's actually
of me
really
to suggest.
Foul. We're in front of a bunch of strangers right now. And
yeah.
We're talking about a Sibian. I apologize for my friend.
I don't think he can forbid her from riding the motorcycle. I think that's the worst wienerish thing he can do.
Right. That much is clear.
It's like, yeah, baby, I can get a hog, or actually, never ride on his.
Oh, by the way, I'm looking into Kawasaki, Ninja, whatever. In case I don't get it, don't ever ride with him again.
What does the CC mean after the numbers?
Anyway, changing the subject, what was Final Jeopardy last night? It was hard.
Yeah, Nick got it.
Oh, Nick's the ex?
Yeah, Nick got the answer.
That's really cool, because he's smart, hot, and he has a hog.
Oh, man. Can you imagine him taking off his helmet? Oh, yeah. You better believe he has long hair.
Oh, he shakes it out, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
The ex giving the ex a motorcycle ride that gets her wet.
Right. So how do we actually help this guy out? Because in the end of the day, his girlfriend is coming home and fucking him because her ex is still getting her off a little bit.
Yeah. Put a branch in front of his motorcycle.
Interesting.
She said so instantly.
knowing
that we would all
like
know that she's done
to
it
you before. Sorry.
Takes off the helmet, horribly disfigured face.
You've committed murder. Who said that? The branch, you're a murderer. Police.
At the very least, a vehicular manslaughterist.
Yeah, you sort of have to get a motorcycle.
That's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
If he's as scared as I am, he should never do that. Because there's one thing worse than not riding one. It's like riding one and not knowing how. So like the thing is like constantly getting away.
But think
away
of the
from
vibrations
him.
that would provide, like not just like a smooth ride, like a poof poof.
Oh
poof,
yeah.
Poof, poof, poof.
Suddenly you're coming.
Everybody's coming.
Half the joy of the hog is to get your rocks offs.
Frankly, I don't hate killing the guy. Is
what?
It could definitely look like an accident. You're suggesting not doing it while his girlfriend is on it, right? Yeah, yeah, I got you. But that was on rollerblades, the Big Daddy scene, and this would be a motorcycle. So this would like...
No, let's hear her out.
I'm sorry, it wouldn't result in bodily harm. It would result in instant death. That being said, pretty funny.
I like that as a set piece to a dangerous movie, but I don't know if I can advise this guy to kill somebody else.
Yeah, that's irresponsible.
What can he do? Can't buy a motorcycle because he's too scared. Can't forbid the lady because that's too lame. Mm-hmm. The only thing he can do is the third option, which he says, change the subject.
It's a good
so, like,
idea.
You're the girl and I'm the guy, and you ask me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, will you buy a motorcycle so I can get wet with you instead of my ex?
Let's list our favorite apples.
Macintosh.
Oh, this is working.
Delicious Red.
This is perfect.
Granny Smith. Honey Red? Oh, Honey Crisp is a good apple, actually.
Yeah.
Good on you.
See, it's already happening. We're already talking about something else.
She's definitely going to fuck her ex. All right, let's move on.
All right. One more time for Crandis. This is another guy. We need another guy's name. What do we think? Oh, wait, I heard one. I finally heard one.
Did you really?
Yeah, I heard Wayne Gretzky.
Really?
Yeah. He's a famous hockeyist.
Oh.
Hey, guys, I was hoping you could give me some advice. I'm a 22-year-old guy from Australia still living at home. And a little while ago, I snuck out in the middle of the night to go skinny dipping in our... with a lady...
Oh, now really?
In our next-door neighbor's pool!
I feel like we wasted it on the earlier one, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You blew your Turns out, though... The next morning, my brother heard the neighbors talking about how their puppy had run away during the night. It seems that not closing the gate properly when I left their yard because I didn't want to make too much noise gave their brand new puppy the opportunity to escape.
See, so now aren't you guys glad that we called this guy Wayne Gretzky? He's a goddamn puppy murderer.
So what should I do here? At the moment, no one even suspects that I had anything to do with it. So it's not even like I'd have to lie. I could just not say anything. On the other hand, am I a puppy murderer for this?
I did mention that.
As I said, it was a brand new puppy. So it's unlikely to find its way back and may even die in the streets. Also, I should probably feel guilty for giving the neighbors another reason to argue. They seem to do that a lot. And this certainly wouldn't help the situation. Dog's fault? Their fault? My fault? Thoughts? Thanks, guys. Love the show. Love Wayne Gretzky. Let's get up for Wayne.
All right.
The great one.
Yeah. Well, right off the bat, let's take dog's fault off the table.
It was a brand new puppy.
Yeah,
brand new. I mean, this baby had just left the yard. A brand new puppy.
What are you going to do with that ice?
Huh?
What... Why is this happening?
Oh, my fingertips are so warm. I'll stroke a bowl of ice.
I have to use this at some point. I'm going to put it in my glass.
Oh, I thought you were just using it to chill the whiskey.
No. The whiskey's right here. Great, now the dirty bottle's in the ice.
You don't know how this ice was made to begin with. I'm cleaning the ice.
By rubbing it on your fingers.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay, not dog's fault. It is your fault. It is his fault. He is a puppy murderer by proxy. Would you say anything?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Live Forever. One thing that he's not doing is he's writing this email like already trying to get away with the murder rather than going out and looking for the puppy. So at the very least, I feel like this is a Billy Madison quote. Yeah, you get out there and you find that fucking dog. That thing's still alive. We got this email yesterday. All right?
That's a brand new puppy.
Sure, it's in Australia where everything kills you. It's nudie. Yeah, now we're just yelling Billy Madison quotes.
You can do it.
That's from Waterboy.
I know every single Adam Sandler quote there is. Come at me with your punch drunk loves, with your reign over me. I've seen them all. Little Nicky, it doesn't matter. As long as it's from Happy Gilmore or earlier, I'll know it.
Here's a subplot of this. The subplot of this question is the fact that he like broke into the neighbor's yard to go skinny dipping with a girl. I would be too afraid to do that. But there are like certain moments where it's like everything's getting hot and heavy. Like I've had someone drag me into like an unused conference room of a hotel, and like
that sounds hot, but also could be really, really fucked up. They dragged you like against you.
Oh no! I was etherized and dragged by my feet.
Of course.
No! It was
hung upside down from the ceiling and beaten within an inch of my life.
It was like a lady that I was seeing, and she's like, would you ever like have sex in this room?" And it was so like sexy for her, and I felt bad to be like, "No, I'm afraid I'll get caught and arrested."
Ooh, I'm really turned on to get a cab and spend 45 minutes getting back to my apartment where we can lock the door and turn out the light. Baby.
Right. And that's what I feel weird and bad being like the bearer of bad news when someone is feeling so frisky and adventurous.
Right.
But certainly there's like, you have to draw a line somewhere. I might draw it much higher than most people.
Your fetish is being really, really, really safe.
Absolutely. Where, I would jump inside of a condom if I could.
I would be you're a condom, she's wearing a condom.
That's
there's
right.
A dental dam. And then you're both taking Plan B for some reason afterwards.
I'm using a grind guard just in case.
I'd hate to get you pregnant and wear down my molars.
Have you ever been to the point where like this cute, sexy, frisky moment, and then you're like, "No, I feel weird. This is bad."
No, I've had sex in public, like in front of people before.
But what if you got
illegal?
What if you got arrested? Would you be okay with that? Would you be like, that's a hot,
thing
to be arrested
so
for?
Yeah, that would be fine.
They'd be like, would you get arrested for? I went to Seattle and then I accidentally had sex in a conference room and then an Asian janitor caught me.
Why does he have to be Asian?
I'm just painting a picture.
That is actually cool.
Yeah.
Asian janitor caught me. We started Eiffel Towering the babe.
One thing didn't lead to another.
We end up in the drunk tank, and then we Eiffel Tower the police chief, believe it or not.
Unrelated to this incident completely.
Sure, yeah. Have you ever gone skinny dipping before?
Yeah, you know what? I think I told this story once. But
sorry, Scott. I've been skinny dipping with you, actually.
Yeah, we did it once in the ocean. But we did go.
We were with other people, though. It wasn't just us.
Yeah, there was one other dude. You know Rosie, right?
Rosie was the ocean.
Yeah. And another example of how like prude I am, I once went skinny dipping still wearing my underwear.
That's not skinny dipping. That's a bathing suit.
But they were pretty sheer. Your Honor.
This is you convincing the girl who's naked in the water.
My little...
This is really revealing, actually.
You can see the pubes through the white.
If that's not hot, I don't know what is.
Where are you going?
Life Forever. Killed a dog. Yeah, Life Forever. Yeah, you murdered a dog. You can't tell anybody.
Would you say it's incredibly honest for him to go to the neighbors and be like, "I went skinny dipping in your yard"? Or would you say that's stupid?
I feel like I could delude myself into thinking the dog didn't get out because the gate was open. He got out because the husband got into a fight with his wife, went out to the pub and left the door open behind him. Why does he think the dog was running around the backyard? It's a newborn puppy. They're probably watching over it every second of the day. They probably got the dog as a band-aid for their relationship. They wanted to break up. They said, "We can't do it. We have to raise this dog. Who has to take care of the dog?" They fucking drowned the puppy in the pool. That puppy is dead, and it's not your fault. That's what I'm going to say to this Australian gentleman. Toda. Now I want this ice, and it's like, it's so...
Maybe there's like ice at the bottom that I didn't touch.
Yeah, read the next question, I guess. Really? Is it that time already? What time is it?
It's 10:06. I guess we are half an hour in. Why don't we take a little break?
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah. You put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test.
I am
certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar. But for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
super simple. It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah. Kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz. And you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for hearing Jake cry for an hour and a half, you guys. That was really probably the most emotional 90 minutes of my life. And I think Jake appreciates it too.
I just can't believe the entire thing rhymed. It was, I like blacked out for a second. It was really cool.
All right, we have
I love Toronto, yes I do. Oh, yes, I love Toronto, and it's true. All right.
What a weird Canadian pirate shanty we made.
You guys know Stan Rogers?
He's like the greatest Canadian folk singer of all time, actually, and I'm a huge fan of his. All right, go ahead.
We need another guy's name. Wait, let's get someone. We always hear these guys. Let's get someone from the back.
From the back. I heard Jobin. I kind of like Jobin.
That was it, Jobin.
Oh, you heard Jobin?
Yeah. All right. I was waiting until somebody be quiet, and then we heard it.
Jobin.
Jobin writes, "Dear Jake and Amir, I'm an 18-year-old, and I will be starting my freshman year of college in just a couple days. Hell yeah. I have not really talked much with my new roommate. The only thing we have discussed is what we will be bringing to the room. He told me he has a TV, and I told him that I recently bought a futon. I'm not sure, but it sounded like he
said hat or recently bought a futon. It was $99 at Walmart.
Yeah.
I got a hell of a deal.
An iKanye. It's an IKEA Kanye.
Ooh.
I'm not quite sure, but it sounded like he wanted to set up the room so that we would both use the futon across the TV. I do not plan on ever watching an actual television and would very much prefer to keep our sides of the room separate. I tried to hint at it, but I don't think my point got through. My question is there a way to politely let my new roommate know that I don't want to share my futon? Or will this make it too bad of a first impression? Any advice would be much appreciated. Love,
Jobin.
Jobin.
Doesn't want to make a bad first impression. He's made a terrible first impression on me. This guy doesn't want to share an entire couch. That's the definition of a couch. It's a chair that you share.
Yeah. This is actually a good couch pitch, though. I don't know why we brought you back
we
in
all
after
like
the
chairs,
Hyundai
right?
thing.
Imagine a bench with cushions. Hear me out.
So it's on my side of the room. It's facing the wall. Nobody uses it but me. Fair to say that this is how to use this futon?
If you want a solo couch, then you have to buy a chair. That's how it fucking works.
I'm not going
to
watch your shitty TV. You don't watch my couch. It's the worst impression you can
make. I only want to watch The Daily Show, okay? Once in a while.
That means you can sit on my couch for 22 minutes with commercials.
How big does he think a dorm room is that he feels like he gets a futon to himself?
Yeah, the room is already 80% bed.
Yeah, and then 20% futon.
Yeah, and you better not touch it. So is there a way? Do you remember your like freshman year roommate, what should I bring situation?
Yeah, I called him. I said I was going to get a microwave. He was going to get a TV.
Oh, you told him that? What if he's like, I already got a microwave?
That would have been fine. I was
two microwaves, no TV. We're starting off the wrong foot, Hurwitz. Or should I say her bitch? I can't wait to meet you on Thursday. Hoorah!
I moved in with a 48-year-old RA in the ROTC.
He was a ROTC RA. So, would you say it's okay to bring a futon and not let your roommate share it?
I think in college, everything gets shared. So you better believe, like, if you think that your roommate's not, like, jerking off on your futon, that's going to happen. So the faster he accepts that is going to be better for him.
Yeah, I would hate it if my roommate, you're like, all right, hey, good news. I got a pretty awesome TV. What do you think you should bring, dude? And then you go, a couch. You're like, oh, okay, we're already good on furniture. Maybe you bring a microwave or a toaster oven, maybe a speaker.
I'm going to be bringing a futon.
Where would it go?
In the fucking middle of the room.
That's where the only non-bed part is.
No, there's...
You want to put a bed where the only non-bed part is.
You bunk the beds, you have the futon, you get the TV, there's two desks, two tiny little closets, you both have the shower caddy, and you masturbate when each other is in class. That's college.
Jake would know. He went to 5.
Más o menos.
What was that?
Más o menos. I'm bilingual.
What
What's so
mean?
Funny about that?
What does that word mean?
More or less in Spanish. You little puta.
All right. Real quick, don't tell him not to sit on your couch. True or false?
Share the couch, you little asshole.
Share the couch.
You can't always lie down on it. Futons aren't that comfortable.
If I come back from class and you're sitting on the couch. My couch? That's a futon, by the way. It folds.
It's a bed. This becomes this, and you can't have any of it.
Not the back, not the couch, not the bed.
Sit on the floor and watch your TV.
Bad roommate. Hashtag bad roommate.
Bad you is correct. All right, here's another good one. Shit, I'm really sorry. It's another guy. Volleyball. I think I maybe heard somebody yell Dan.
That's good.
Did
somebody
not?
Yell Dan?
You did? You yelled Dan? All right. I don't know. Dan's so boring. Let's just pick one person.
Oh, that's good. We choose the person,
they
and then
choose
that
the
person
name.
Has to yell. By How the about way, that guy who's coming back to his seat?
We should do that all the time.
This guy who's coming back to his seat.
Did you just go to the bathroom? Where'd you go? For what?
He wanted to vape. All right, sir, if you can keep standing up and then yell a name at us. Wobbly Bob?
Wobbly Bob. Wobbly Bob. That's actually a really great name, Wobbly Bob.
You want to read this question?
All right. Hey, guys, a few weeks ago, I was introduced to a girl. Hi. through some mutual friends. We hit it off right away, and everything was going well.
Great.
Huh? We made out at a party. Huh? Again.
Great.
She invited me to... And oh, we made out at, sorry, I'm a bad reader. We made out at a party she invited me to, and the texting slash flirting was going very smooth.
Perfect.
Yeah, you're right. Now comes the part that I wasn't expecting. That is where we're all hoping this goes. Now comes the part I wasn't expecting. As it turns out, a friend of mine has also hooked up with her. This was a while before I met her, so I didn't really have a problem with it. That was until I found out he fisted her. A lot of question marks and exclamation points, too. My friend who did this wanted to be up front and told me about it. He didn't completely fist her, but he did get all of his fingers most of the way up in there, so it's basically fisting, isn't it?
They're all the way up.
Would you sleep with a girl who you know got fisted by a good friend? I like girls to be adventurous, but the fisting idea doesn't sit well with me. I apologize for the vulgar theme, but this is sadly the situation I'm in. I'm really unsure what to do, so any feedback would be much appreciated. Thanks in advance.
Wobbly Bob.
Wobbly Bob.
Wobbledy, wobbledy,
wobbly, 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 what?
That's a good question, because I'm not being like, hey, pound me. You know, like...
Yeah.
Hey, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I got rock.
This
is not a fist.
That's paper.
That's
honestly,
paper.
That's paper.
That's honestly paper.
Your girlfriend got paper, dude.
Arr! Some sort of cartoon dog.
Yeah, Arr. So this isn't quite a fist.
That's a hand.
That's a hand. So talk to the hand. Your girlfriend got a hand. And by a round of applause, let's all give me a hand. I don't know what that
meant. You
guys
didn't have to do that.
You didn't have to do that. I do appreciate it. When I read this, tell me this. This is my theory. Half the people here thought anal fisting. Half the people thought vaginal. Who thought anal? Okay, so
and who knows that that's
half.
The dumbest thing you could think?
I heard fisting, and I was like, oh, you have a fist in the butt.
Fisting is vaginal. Fisting is vaginal, and then anal fisting is anal. And sometimes even anal fisting is just not. It's just this.
It's what he was talking.
It's just awesome. Who said anal fisting is awesome? And are you somebody that was anal fisted? Because it feels like the person that gets fisted doesn't think it's as awesome. They're like, that was an accomplishment.
Are you famous DP Wally Pfister? Is that what you are? It is weird because it's like, I can get over a friend hooking up with an ex or a current girlfriend, even though every time I'm going to marry someone, and then whenever I see my friend, he can give me the fucking smug look of I fucked your wife.
Yeah, like seeing your newborn son. Ha, I fisted your mom.
I can get over the I slept with, I hooked up with. I don't know if I can get past the, by the way, this was in your lady.
But this, all five? It seems like it was only four digits. Because
it's like the last four digits of your social security.
Don't give that to anybody.
Would you be able to get over a friend fist?
Yeah, because this is thinner than my penis. That's what's up. You want me to prove it? Oh, that's your hamstring.
Still,
and it was very thin.
I knew where to grab.
If I was, and I would love to be the friend that had fisted it beforehand. What an honor that would be. I'd be like, whenever I'd see the guy, I'd be like, "Yo, pound it! Come on, man, pound it!" Oh,
get
made you smell.
Me.
Anyway, how is the old lady? I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like in a movie, there's a bad guy. Mm-hmm. That's my character.
I think it's fine.
You think it's fine? You can get over a fisting?
Yeah, I think it's all right. This wasn't a fisting. So it was a four fingering.
Yeah, but you never want to get into that debate either. Like, by the way, bud, you didn't fist her. All you did was take four fingers in my girlfriend's coochie.
Oh, well, here's what you do. You just, like, he says, "Hey, full disclosure, I fisted her." He's like, "Oh, you know what? I heard that. That was a really disgusting experience for my girlfriend." So, and then that guy sort of crawls back into his own head. He's like, "Hey, should I stop fisting people? Like, maybe when I finger people, it's more about getting them off instead of some weird sadistic experiment of how much I can fit."
Yeah. Can I get my fucking watch to touch her clit? Yeah. What a bad idea he has.
I want your vulva to turn on the indigo, the indiglow on the
Casio.
In
my Apple iWatch.
Yeah. You just say, "Oh, yeah, I haven't done that. Mostly I just get her off using two fingers, and I guess you took four and you couldn't do it, brother."
Oh.
Howdy doodo.
That's really cool, man.
Thanks, dude.
Which two fingers do you use mostly? Index and index and two side pinkies. I really like that.
I hate it. I feel disgusting for doing this. No one take a photo, but also do take a photo.
And your thumbs are in a Chinese finger trap.
Uh-huh. You can't pull them apart.
Yeah.
So actually, this is on the taint. This is on the.
Oh my God! This is quite
clit.
Enough.
And then
I feel bad.
The ring fingers
wake
up.
You're doing shadow puppetry.
And these are for the hips. Oh, Spider-Man!
Yeah. Have you ever seen a dog?
Oh.
Oh wait, the JFL thing. Not even close, right?
How tall do you think you are if you stand up?
I assumed I was 12'1 in heels. Do you guys have time for one more question?
We're going long, but honestly, we love Toronto so much. You guys are the fucking best. I mean, Jesus Christ.
What a thrill this is for you guys. Andy Bloom, nice dude. What? Oh, wait, I like the thing where we point to someone.
The Game Boy? I don't know if the Game Boy's here.
Oh, is he not here?
He might not be here.
Because maybe he doesn't have his passport and he couldn't get into Canada.
He had a DUI. He couldn't get through Canadian customs. Oh!
Oh!
That's it.
Whoa!
Oh! Those like 10 people that have never seen the show before. I am the Game Boy. What a pleasure. What a pleasure it is to be here in Toronto. Oh. That's all I got. That's your last question.
Now do your Danny Zuko being happy to be here in Toronto.
Oh, Sandy.
Yeah, it's very close to the Game Boy.
That's actually nice.
Now Zuko as the Game Boy happy to be in Ottawa.
Go, Grease Lightning, you're tearing out the motor jack.
Grease Lightning, go,
Grease Lightning.
You are supreme. The chicks will fist. What about getting someone in the last row? Who's here at the last?
The dead last
Can
row?
Can we bring the house lights up? Is that possible? Is that so quick and easy, or is that a hard thing to do, and then it'll take forever, and we can't do it because there's too many people?
Yeah.
Nobody's actually
just
on
Just while
the
we're working on it, can you guys play a stinger? Just play the Fetty Wap stinger?
No, we
just
don't like, have to do
I just
that right
like,
now.
I want all the media going on here at the
we
same
just
time.
Did, oh, the lights are going on. Oh, wow, there's people back
here.
Look at those two.
Here we go. And
what about the guy going like that in the black shirt over there? Yeah, you raising your hand. Do you want to stand up and yell a name? Okay, wait, what's your name? Okay, and what's the name that you want to yell? Sadiq.
Sadiq, what's his last name?
Fucking Robertson!
Rogerson?
Yeah.
All right.
Good Lord.
Sadiq fucking Rogerson writes, "Hey, Jake and Amir, huge fan of all your work. I cheat on my girlfriend, and I think it makes me a better boyfriend."
I guess.
"I'm much more affectionate and much less irritable because of it. However, I do sometimes experience a pang of guilt. So here's my question. If cheating on your girl makes you a better boyfriend, does it make it okay? Please say yes so I don't feel guilty anymore. Love, the worst person on earth. Sadiq Dubes fucking Richardson."
Rogerson.
Rogerson.
Okay, yeah, let's
do you understand his logic, though?
I understand. You know what? I do understand his logic, because that does happen. I, as somebody that cheats on girlfriends, you actually, you know what? You can boo, but I'm going to tell you a goddamn truth. As somebody who cheats on their girlfriends all the time, when you do that, you wake up and you feel guilty, and you want to be closer to the person that you just hurt. So, boo is correct.
But you understand what the logic is.
I understand, but what I don't understand is that he's so deep into being backwards that he wants us to justify his bad behavior
so that he doesn't feel guilty, because there's this weird voice in his head where his parents succeeded even a little bit that makes him say, maybe this isn't a good thing. Should I stop? No, let me email Jake and Amir for now.
Yeah.
And get to the whole fixing myself later thing.
I get the premise is obviously flawed. Cheating on your girlfriend doesn't make you a better boyfriend. It actually makes you a very bad boyfriend.
And but just in a way that if she doesn't know about it, if a tree falls in the woods, does it still make a sound? If she just feels like this boyfriend is being nice to her every 6 days.
Let's put that to rest. It makes a sound, obviously. Correct? The tree falls down, it makes a sound.
On a philosophical level, if nobody's there to experience the
pain of being cheated on. There's probably like a squirrel that hears it. Good luck finding an empty fucking forest, dude.
I like how logical you're thinking about this. He should replace cheating with bowling. So every 6 weeks, he fucking gets wasted, goes out, and bowls. Then he comes back and he's like, I'm so nice to my girlfriend. He still gets to be nice to his girlfriend every 6 to 8 weeks. And then instead of feeling guilty, he's just getting better at bowling, which is
actually pretty tight. What if he's bowling wasted? He's probably not that good at bowling.
Well, that's why you're supposed to bowl. You're supposed to be wasted. That's why people do it.
Cheers. Namaste. That's actually fine. So most of the time when he's not cheating on his girlfriend, that's when he's a bad boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
So when he's forgetting to fuck other people, that's him. He gets irritable.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm dealing with a lot of work right now, and I haven't fucked one of your friends.
What was that?
I am just, my boss is hounding me, and your friend Melissa didn't blow me.
Wait, who didn't blow you?
And I'm just really overworked.
Oh, that sounds bad.
And undercummed.
A what?
Undercummed.
What's that mean?
Hey, l'chaim indeed.
So, in conclusion,
yeah.
What do you think of the bowling instead of cheating idea?
Bowling versus cheating?
What's that?
Were you asking me, or were you asking the person that just yelled that bowling's not that cool? Actually, the bowling, you could still get off.
Wow.
Not using the ball has three very tiny holes.
And if you put your two pinkies in the little room.
Oh.
And then you're like, thumbs in the hole.
The Game Boy's back.
Okay.
Oh.
It's getting hot in here. And that's the Game Boy fucking a bowling ball.
And that's what we've been building up towards all night, is it not?
Guys, thank you so much for coming to our show. I'm so happy to have been here.
Thank you.
It warms our heart to see us. So many smiling faces. It makes us want to come back all the time. So thank you so much for coming and applauding and laughing and partying with us. I don't know what else to say other than toda.
Let's just end with a little song.
Okay.
Oh, Canada. Da, 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 da. Free.
Yo, you're still listening. That means you're a huge fan and we appreciate you. Or you're driving and you thought it was too dangerous to skip to the next podcast.
Either or maybe way. You're washing dishes.
Yeah.
And you can't touch your phone yet because your fingers are like still soapy.
Lots of different permutations and possibilities.
So you tried to use your pinky knuckle, but it doesn't register.
Stay focused. We have shows.
Yeah.
Minneapolis. We've got shows coming up. Minneapolis, yeah. Chicago.
Detroit.
Detroit.
The Minneapolis one almost sold out. Chicago is a huge theater. We'd love to pack it.
Yeah.
The Detroit one's not very big either. I think there's less than 50 tickets left for that.
So get on that shit.
These are Thursday, Friday, Saturday shows. You have no excuse not to come hang.
Yeah, if you are debating it, think about this. We've had a podcast for over 3 years, and we're just coming to the Midwest for the first time. Think about the next time we might do this.
I'll be well dead.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be gone for
this
years.
This may very well be your one chance to see us if you live in these areas.
So please, come on down. Party with us. Maybe we'll hang out after, take a picture or two.
Oh, I'm definitely hanging out after.
I'll hug some people or shake some hands, give some high fives. I don't care.
I'm trying to meet some cool bros or some cool gals to take me out in mini Chi-Town, Detroit, the Motor City.
You've never been to Detroit.
Never been to Detroit.
Ever. Have you ever been to Michigan?
Yeah, I've been to Michigan. Ann Arbor.
Oh, yeah. Ann Arbor's fun.
Yeah.
Shit, let's go to Ann Arbor, actually.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so the Detroit show has been canceled. No, it's still on. It's still on. We'll see you guys soon. Thanks for listening. Back next week. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.